So when did you start New Life?
The church started in about 1975. I wasn't in the church at that point. The church started before I joined. I joined in about 1981. So the church had been going for about 5 years. But it started as a small group of people from different countries, overseas students, that met together to pray. So there's a hostel near Regent's Park called International Students House, and it was focused upon meeting international students at that place. And so the church has always had a focus on international people, always had students involved, always had international people. So right from the beginning, its foundation is one of people from many nations, not just people from London.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that. So so what made you want to join the church then?
So when I came to London, I came to work on a contract. So I came to work for 6 months here in London, and I was looking around for a church, and I found this particular church. At that point, it had a different name, but I found the church, and as soon as I came into the church, I felt that I belonged. The people were very friendly. I felt I belonged in the church, and so I found a home, and I've been here for a long time since then, maybe 35 years since then. So a long time. I only came for 6 months. I've been here 35 years.
Wow, that's amazing. So do you feel having the services in a hall is kind of a unique experience, because it differs from kind of when you have a service in like an architectural building that's built as a church? Do you feel like it creates like a different kind of unique experience, and in what way do you think?
I think some people, they feel more comfortable going to a traditional church building because their expectation is that's where you go to church. Other people, for whatever reason, don't feel as comfortable in a religious building and feel much more at home in a community building. So we've rented, over the years, we've rented community centres, halls, dance studios, and the school. We've been here now for about 22 years. But the school's great because it's right by a tube station. You can park around here, and it's an open experience. People can come and go and not feel that they're signing up to something or coming to join something, but the idea is to have it so it's open access, so people can come if they feel comfortable, they can stay. If not, then it's very easy to go. They don't have to feel that they've got to stay through the whole service or sign up something to join. They can just come and experience it. So that's really a good, I think that's a positive thing.
So lots of people I've spoken to have mentioned that there's a real sense of family and close community in the church. And how do you feel your sermons, services and activities promote this atmosphere?
One of the DNAs of the church that I feel is very important is that we try to keep the church something that looks outwards, because it's easy in any community to develop into cliques that look inwards and have our friends. And so we work very hard to ensure that new people, we have this little byline on our website, it says the new person is the most important person. Because if someone's new, if you go to to any group activity and you're the new person, naturally one feels out of place. You don't know how people will react. You don't know whether there's any friends there for you. And so that's a hard thing when people arrive first time. So we put a lot of effort into making people feel at home, friendly, introduce them to people, helping them to integrate so that they don't feel put off by the fact that they don't know anybody. And it's very hard as you walk down the entrance to new things. People won't know what they're expecting. They think, what am I going to see? So we try have people welcoming, take people inside, give them a cup of tea and coffee, link them up with someone who they've got, maybe share some common interests so that they've got something to talk to. That's very important for us. So that goal of welcoming people is perhaps one of our most important goals.
So what is your favourite thing about New Life?
Favourite thing about New Life is that it is like a family to me. I've grown up here, I met my wife here, I have my children here, they've grown up here, and I've got a lot of friends here. So that whole experience of New Life being like a family, that's the most important thing for me.
So when did you become Christian?
So I became a Christian when I was 19 at university. So I went to university to study science. And as I started studying science, particularly biology, as I was studying biology and chemistry and physics, I realised that there had to be something, someone behind the complexity of life.
Yeah.
Particularly when I'm looking at cell biology and looking at the chemical reactions happening inside a cell, it was one of those eureka moments of realising that there must be some intelligence, there must be someone behind this science. And so actually it was science that was my signpost that pointed me to the existence of God. And then when I was at university, I met some Christians, got to know them, and found that what they told me about the Bible and about Jesus all made sense to me. And so I became a Christian when I was at university. I was about 19.
So were there any struggles or barriers when starting your life here or when you joined?
I think that not having a building, a permanent building, is a challenge.
Yeah.
Because we rely on the people providing the premises. So there's a problem sometimes with the heating doesn't work or someone doesn't open up some of the facilities. So practically, it is hard work.
Yeah.
But having a premises in this part of London would be prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, of course.
And so for us, it works renting. So I don't have any regrets about renting, but it does create challenges, yes.
And also with like the men's breakfasts and other activities that you have kind of to do with the church but outside of the service, did you come up with that, or is that something that's commonly practiced within modern churches? Or
so we have the people in the church that have been part of the church for some time. We're really looking for new ideas, and so people feel free to express ideas. Why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? So we try new things. And so the things that we've done over the previous years have been ideas from people within the church that we've thought, we'll give it a try, see if it works, see if people like it. If they do, we repeat it, and if they don't, we don't do it again.
Yeah, of course. And music seems like a very pivotal kind of aspect of New Life. Can you explain more about that, like how important the music is for the services?
I think that one of the main reasons to get together on Sunday is to worship God.
Yeah.
And you don't have to use music to worship God, but actually as a corporate together vehicle for worshiping God, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
And so music has been, for us as a church, very important because people find it something they can use to express how they feel about God, how they love God, how they can get close to God through experience of singing and experiencing worship. So it's more than singing, it's an experience. And so that's why people really value the singing part of the worship service. And it would be, for us, unthinkable to have a church service on Sunday without singing, because it really helps us together to express how we feel about God and to feel close to God.
That's all my questions. Thank you so much.
Not at all.
Thank you very much.
Hope it goes well. All right.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Good.